10 Fun Things to Do with Your Dog in Singapore. Introduction to 10 Fun Things to Do with Your Dog in Singapore. The usual visits to the dog cafe or staycations in a pet-friendly hotel are well loved by your dogs, but hey, sometimes we humans are looking for something a little more exciting. Many wrongly assume that Singapore isn't the most interesting place for a dog to be, but don't let the strict no-dog rules at most places dampen you and your fur kid's spirits. Lots of people have dogs in Singapore. They are our little friends and in some cases are child replacements. It's even warmer for them than it is for us, but you can't leave them at home all the time. They need to be mentally stimulated and exercised, and you will get bored walking around the same block every day. I have smuggled mine into the office occasionally, and they love the different environments and the many pairs of hands to pat them. If you've always wanted to conquer the open seas, cycle through an island, or join a yoga class without leaving your furry friend's side, that's entirely possible. In this post, we are going to teach you 10 fun things to do with your dog in Singapore. Go for a swim. Sunny Height is a place for you to leave your doggo when you're off for a vacay, but it's also home to a dog swimming pool. At $18 an hour, you can have a splashing good time with your dog, and it's a great way for beginner pups to get their first dip since the pool offers a three-step entry for them to slowly wade in. For more excitement, Sunny Heights also has other water features like a spurting pipe. For extra safety, there are life jackets available for rent at $2. There's also no need to bring your own shampoo, conditioner, or blow dryer. You can self-bathe and blow dry your wet pooch for $10 for the first 10 minutes at their dog wash machine. Address: 110 Turf Club Road, Singapore, 28800. Opening hours: Sat to Sun, Tuesday to Thursday, 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Friday, 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed on Mondays. Telephone: +656 462 3736. Sail the seas on a pet cruise. Here's a chance for you to explore Singapore's coastal areas in style. Pet cruises lets you and your dog cruise the ocean. In your own private boat, of course. At $150 for a 1.5-hour sunset cruise, your dog will finally know what it's like to conquer the open waters and have the salty breeze ruffle their fur. You can also choose from an island cruise, 2 hours, $150, where you'll sail to an island for a romp on the beach, or a seafood cruise, 3 hours, $250, where you'll be off to a floating seafood restaurant for a hearty meal. If your dog is constantly hyper and is always up for exercise, the Changi cruise, 4 hours, $350, also sails to the floating restaurant, but also includes a stroll on Changi Boardwalk. Address: Punggol Jetty. Telephone: +65963750009. Website: https://www.sites.google.com/site/petcruise88. Try stand-up paddle boarding at Sentosa. Stand-up paddle boarding, SUP, is a fun way to exercise, and it'll be even more fun having your furry BFF peering into the water at the edge of the board. With Stand-Up Paddling School's beginner SUP class, you'll learn the basics while paddling through the calm waters of the dog-friendly Tanjong Beach. As a mix between canoeing and surfing, SUP not only gives you an intense core workout, it's also an easy way to build your dog's confidence in the water. Classes start at $60 per person and include rental of SUP boards. Address: Old Sheds between the two life-saving posts on Tanjong Beach, Sentosa. Telephone: +65963855565. Website: https://www.supschool.com.sg. Test your flexibility with dog yoga. You might be a yoga guru or an inflexible novice, it doesn't matter. With Doga, dog yoga, your dog joins in and becomes part of your workout, giving you and your doggo great bonding time. And it's suitable for all sizes of dogs. Get into warrior pose by lifting your tiny chihuahua, or fold over your golden retriever with the camel pose. Singapore has several yoga studios that offer Doga. Try Pawfully Fit for their lightweight paws yoga class, which is for dogs below 10 kilograms, or their Pawfully Yoga stretch class for heavier dogs. When more dogs and owners join in for a class, it becomes more affordable, so summon your fellow dog owner pals along. A 40-minute session for an owner and their dog is $80, but the same session is $40 if two pairs or more join. Address, 31 Ocean Way, #01-23, Quayside Isle, Singapore, 09837-5 #. Opening hours, Monday through Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday through Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone, +65812770333. Website, http://www.pawfullyfit.com. Cycle with your fur kit in tow at Coney Island. Coney Island's been the go-to spot for a quick nature getaway. The tranquil atmosphere and leafy surroundings will make you feel like you've left Singapore. There are things you can do on Coney Island, but if you're there with your dog, it's best to explore the island on a set of wheels with your fur friend. The two bike rental kiosks that are nearest to Coney Island are Go Cycling at Punggol Jetty and Jamando Adventure and Recreations. Rates are normally between $6 to $8 per hour, but if you're after one suitable for your dog, you'll need a tricycle with a makeshift carriage. Coney Island's fairly flat with just a few gravelly paths, so your pup won't be in for too bumpy a ride. Bring lots of water since the entire island only has one toilet that runs on solar energy and rainwater. Go cycling at Punggol Jetty. Address, 911 Punggol Road, Singapore, 829170. Opening hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday through Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Telephone, +65985900054. Jamando Adventure and Recreations. Address, 3 Punggol Point Road, #0113, The Punggol Settlement, Singapore, 828694. Opening hours, Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday through Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Telephone, +65985801813. Explore the free entry K9 Park. This K9 Park at NEX is an old favorite. It's right next to Pet Safari, so your pooch will be excited to shop for treats right after tackling the agility course. Secure from other parts of the mall, you've got everything you need here to tire your dog out, such as poles to dash around and hurdles to jump over. Even better, there are separate enclosures for small and large dogs. Besides the K9 Park, remember that dogs are only allowed at Pet Safari and Doggy Style Cafe in the mall. You can take the pet's lift or the outdoor escalator that goes directly up 4 floors to the Sky Garden. Admission is free. Address, Level 4R, NEX, 23 Serangoon Central, Singapore, 556084. Opening hours, daily, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Telephone, +65641666366. Website, https://www.nex.com.sg/about-us. Visit Singapore Indoor Dog Agility Arena. If you and your pooch are up for something more challenging, try the Singapore Indoor Agility Arena with professional trainers guiding you every step of the way. It's a place where you can train your dog for dog agility competitions. But don't take it too seriously. Your dog might not be the show dog you've always dreamt of, but they're sure to have fun bounding through tunnels and climbing up steep peaks. Guide your dog through basic obstacles with a tryout session, $45. It's suitable for anyone who hasn't participated in professional competitions. Who knows, your dog might have undiscovered potential to become the next gold medalist. Address, 11 North Shore Drive, Marina Country Club, Singapore, 828670. Opening hours, daily, 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Telephone, +65983933394. Website, https://www.singaporeindoordogagilityarena.com. Workout at a Paws Fitness and Dog Sports Academy. Whether you have the world's most obedient dog or one that chews on all your wires, APAWS Fitness Dog Sports Academy's dog training classes double as workouts for both you and your dog. You can also challenge your dog's sense of smell in the scent game. The Fun Nose game teaches how to find a particular item systematically, while the scent detection class challenges advanced dogs in smelling a certain scent.